Hi, you're listening to She's Trying to Get By, an episode about two girls who are quite literally just trying to get by through school and the social pressures that come with life. Hi, I'm your host, Alexis.
And I'm Jalen.
And today we are going to be talking about becoming that girl. But first, I just wanted to let you guys know that this is our first time recording with video.
Woo! So,
woo! We're super excited! But we're super nervous. So yeah. And guys, drum roll please. Okay. We have a special guest. Well, we have Stacy here with us today. Hey. She is an OG, one of our day ones. And we've been waiting for her to make a special appearance, and she's finally here.
Fun fact, well, I think we touched on this before, but me and Alexis met in high school, but we also met Stacy in high school. We all met in grade 9.
Yes. Grade 9. And we've been friends
ever since.
Ever since.
Ever since grade 9.
Ever since. So, yeah, she's here with us today, and we're so excited.
And, yeah, the thing about being friends for so long is that you watch each other grow.
Exactly.
You have seen each other. Well, we've seen each other as, like, small children.
Yeah,
small, like, lost girls.
Yeah.
Trying to figure it out in life. I mean, we're still kind of like that, but different.
Different.
And more, we've matured in a way.
Exactly. More mature, I was just going to say that. And growth. We've seen each other grow through so many different stages. And it's beautiful. So, yeah.
So, what are we talking about today's episode?
Becoming that girl. So excited. Wait, I'm going to ask you guys though. What is your definition of that girl?
Let's start off with Stacey.
Yeah.
When for me, when I think about that girl, I think about like being very like financially stable and like being able to do what I want whenever time I want. I don't really want to be stuck in a 9-to-5. And I know that's really hard to get out of because in this society, it's everything is about money. Also, when I think about that girl, I think about traveling a lot. I really, really, really want to try solo travel. It's something that I'm really nervous and scared about, but I think it's, like, a great opportunity. I feel like it's also, like, finding yourself, getting to know yourself better. So that's what I think about, like, that girl. It's just being more confident within yourself and, like, never really relying on other people to, like, follow with your plans and stuff.
Yeah. Wow, I love that. So like just being like independent, staying true to yourself.
Of course.
I love that. I love that. I think me and you kind of have similar views, but before I get to mine, I'm gonna ask you, Jalen, what does that being that girl mean to you?
Being that girl, well one, I see it's like from what it sounds like main character energy. But yeah, anybody could define that as there's all different types of main characters out there. But for me, I think just being unapologetically yourself is the goal. And that's even still something that I still strive to work for. Being unapologetically yourself, going for what you want always and always just being free, just like freely expressing yourself. Being true to yourself is that girl. And it shows. Because I feel like with that type of energy you put out, you're definitely going to turn heads. You're going to have an impact in the room. And you're going to leave an impact on others.
Yeah.
And that is that girl to me.
That is that girl. Yeah.
What about you?
Okay. So, okay. When I think of that girl, I have a little bit of like both of yours. So being like independent, like I have my own car, I have my own house, my own business, like I run it like boss girl, like, you know, boss girl energy. And like just being able to like get up and put on like bold outfits and going to like the most basic place and not caring, like, you know, because I look good and I don't care what you think, you know.
Yes, of course.
And then just like being in control, being able to control a room, being able to articulate my thoughts in a way that just captivates anyone who's around me, you know? Pilates, like a Pilates girl. I just have so much.
Somebody who's also takes good care of themselves.
Takes good care of themselves.
And their appearance.
Yeah, and has the ability to do it, you know, mm-hmm. without any financial struggle, being fully healed. It's just like just having everything all together and being like the best version of yourself to me is being that girl.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Do you think that girl is something that it's like a final stage, or is that just like a momentary thing? Because to me, I think you can be that girl, but not all the time.
Yeah. Okay. I see what you mean. The way I look at it is, like, it's not a title that others can give you. Like, okay, yeah, they could look at you and be like, oh, she's that girl. But I feel like it's a title that you have to give yourself, and that no matter what you're going through in life, you still know that I'm that girl no matter what. Like, during all stages of development, mm-hmm. like, you're still that girl. Like, it doesn't matter if you're going through, like,
it's a motivator,
yeah,
basically.
It's a
mindset.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a mindset. So I don't want to say, like, your question was, like, do I believe it's temporary?
Or, yeah.
Like
temporary, or, like, is it
a final
step, or is it something that's, like, you're trying to be all throughout in
yeah.
your life?
And I do think that
it definitely is, like, a reinforced mindset.
Yeah, reinforced mindset. I also do think, like, okay, where I am right now, it's kind of bad to say, but I don't feel like that girl. Like I said, like when I like own my own car, my own house, and like I could do all these things, I'll feel like that girl, which probably isn't a healthy way of looking at it. But I do see it as like when I get to when I reach these goals, then I'll be that girl.
But if it's a mindset, what's stopping you from switching to that mindset now? That's the thing.
Yeah.
That girl could be like a millionaire.
That's true.
You can't be a millionaire overnight.
That's
but
true.
You can still have the mindset of a millionaire and feel like it.
Yeah, you can still have the mindset, the confidence, the hustle.
Exactly.
That is true.
Exactly.
You know what? I am that girl then.
Exactly.
I feel like being that girl is like almost like about confidence.
Yeah.
It is.
It is having confidence within yourself mm-hmm. and just staying mm-hmm. true to yourself. It
yeah.
all comes back to you. Like, if you don't have that mindset of, like, I'm going to be that girl, or eventually, that's just, like, putting yourself in too much pressure.
That's
and whenever
true.
You don't achieve what you want, it's just always breaking yourself,
yes.
you know?
Yeah.
You're going to be the cause of your own misery.
Exactly.
So I feel like it's always about mindset. Like, I could be that girl right now.
Yeah. Period.
Sipping on my coffee and I'm still that girl.
Period.
Because I paid for it. You know?
No, literally. I feel like it's definitely something that people think of as like a long-term goal. Mm-hmm. Like, when I get this done, I'll be that girl. But I feel like if you're always chasing it, like, you always have to accomplish a goal to be that girl. You're always going to be chasing it. Like, you know what? You're never going to be living in that present moment of, you know what? Look how much I've done for myself. Look how much I've grown. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm her. Like, why do I have to have a car to be her?
Yeah.
You know?
Appreciating yourself is a very major thing about confidence.
Yeah.
100%. I think if you're always viewing it as that the goal is up here mm-hmm. and you're always staying below it, mm-hmm. you're going to stay at that point always.
You're always going to be chasing something.
Yeah.
Always.
One thing I've also learned is it's okay to say no.
Yeah.
To people.
Yeah.
Like, if you really don't want to go out, if you don't really want to do something, you can say no and not feel guilty about it.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people, they don't want to hurt the other person, and they always say yes and mm-hmm. everything. But
that girl says no.
That girl says no. She got boundaries.
She does. And I feel like it's everyone. It's mm-hmm. not just a single person.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody just has a hard time saying no, and that's because people view no as a negative thing,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, but you gotta, like, respect yourself, and, like, you can't, when you're too accessible, you lower your value,
mm-hmm.
and you don't want to lower your value.
Nope. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You gotta mm-hmm. make some people miss you.
I'm
sorry. No,
you
but,
do.
Like, honestly, like, you just have to, like, like we talked about in our boundaries episode, like you have to like set your boundaries, and like it's okay to say no, it's okay to not always go out. Like that girl takes care of herself, takes care of her mental health. That girl puts knows herself what she wants. First. Yeah, puts herself first. And like to be that girl, I mean, I don't want to like, you know, like narrow it down to like certain characteristics and stuff, but like to be an evolved woman, you gotta know when is enough, you know? You gotta know when you can't do things and when you can, like what you gotta
really know yourself, really.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta spend a lot of time with yourself to know yourself so that you can actually be there for yourself.
Exactly. Do you guys think that social media has altered the way that young women like us see ourselves nowadays?
Yeah, 100%. But it's a little bit better now because they do put up body positivity.
100%.
And like back then, obviously they had like the hourglass shape, like everything was just so strict for women.
Yeah,
everything needs to be shaved and it's really hard. But like I feel like a lot of women now, they're really empowering and they like stand up, they show like the insecurities.
Yeah,
and obviously not a lot of people now look up to the Kardashians anymore. They just
It's true.
They actually just look up to like people who look like them and they feel confident with them within themselves because okay, there's someone that looks like me or has the same body complexion, everything, you know? Yeah. I feel like right now it's way better than before, but I still feel like social media does give like girls a little bit insecurity still.
Yeah, I definitely I agree that social media like has changed my perception of women. I think that there's a lot of women who are doing a lot of great things.
Yeah.
And that has inspired me. That has shaped my view of, like, what that girl is. I'm pretty sure you guys could relate as well. But, like, who are some people you guys look up to, like, or who you would call, like, that girl? And, like, who you kind of, like, want to model? Oh, you know what?
Well, there's this influencer that I've loved for a couple years now.
Mm-hmm.
Her Instagram is Yanomi Hitomi, but her name is Hitomi. I forgot her last name, sorry. But she is like, what I love about her is that she's everything I want to be because one, she's doing what I want. She's always out in nature and exploring the world. I always see her like posting things in nature. I'm like, wow, I love that. And also, she is like so in tune with like her feminine energy and spirituality and is such an advocate for really spending wholesome, loving, nurturing time with your friends and surrounding yourself with good energy. And she always reinforces that within the things that she posts, whether it's Instagram posts or YouTube videos. She's always posting herself wanting to spread love and surround herself with love in any way possible. And also at the same time, practice her spirituality. Like she's very into yoga and meditating. I'm like, I want to do all of that.
Yeah.
And she's an influencer on top of that. I'm like, that's so cool.
I know. Like we're living vicariously through them. But what about you, Stace?
I feel like you do know her, Lexi, because we were just talking about her. I think Monet is one of my favorite influences right now because she does travel a lot. She does go out a lot and she's very confident within herself. And I love it.
Yeah.
I think that's what I love about her. Recently she went to Dubai.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw that video, but I just watched all of her videos there. And it was just so inspiring. Like I was like, I wanted to be there with her. I just wanted to like be her friend at that point, you know?
Yeah.
I just wanted to like surround myself with her because she just sends good energy. Like, you know?
Yeah, I love Monet. She's so tea. Oh my gosh. Yeah, for me, Monet is top two, not two.
Your favorite.
Oh my gosh. Obsessed is an understatement. Like, you know what I love about her is like when you, first of all, her editing skills are 10 out of 10.
Yes.
100 out of
10. Wait, is she like a TikTok influencer? She's like YouTube?
TikTok, YouTube, like everything, IG. But like, she's mainly like started off on YouTube and then like, started with TikTok later on during like the pandemic, I believe.
She seems, from what I can get, like she seems like a really like bold, mm-hmm. confident, successful woman.
Yeah.
That's, like, the vibes I'm getting from what you guys are describing.
No, she is. And just, like, her personality, she's just herself. She shows you when she's happy. She shows us, like, her down days. She's just, like, really real. And another girl who I love, she's actually one of Monet's favorites, too. She's, like, a YouTube, like, start off as a YouTube girly. She still really is. Aaliyah's Face. And she just gives, like, Black girl luxury, like, whoa. Wake up, like, she owns a Bentley, first of all, owns a Bentley, has her own house, wakes up, goes to Pilates, travels, solo trips everywhere, like, designer, like, Skims, like, oh my god, just like my dream, she's living it. Yeah, Aaliyah's Face is who I want to be. Essentially, like, if you guys search her up and scroll through her feed, scroll through her videos, I want to be her. Yeah.
Another person that I like, I love her so much, Anna Paul. I love her. I know, like, her career is, like, a very controversial topic, but apart from that, like, her energy itself, it's
very... Oh, she's very sweet.
She's very sweet. Yeah. She's very humble. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I don't think anyone can, like, hate her at that point. Like, she travels a lot, which I really, really love. Mm-hmm. And then she's just so sweet.
Yeah.
She's very humble that I just love it. I can watch her, like, videos for, like, days, and I'll never get tired of her.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too. Like, it's not all about, like, what we see, like, the materialistic things. Like, a lot of these influencers and social media, like, personalities, they have, like... They have, like, personality. They have a heart. And, like, that's what draws so many people to them half the time.
100%,
yeah. Like, you could see that they're intelligent. You could see that they really love what they're doing. And they love their supporters. And, yeah, like, that also is what I want to model in my life as well.
Being genuine. On screen, online, and to the world, really.
To the world,
true to yourself and not really trying to be someone else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just to make someone else happy.
Exactly.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Do you guys think that it's healthy to look up to influencers?
Look up to, yes. Mm-hmm. But I think...
trying to be like them is a no.
As in, like, obsessing over them, I'd say, would probably draw the line. Yeah. And also comparing yourself to them constantly.
Yeah.
I think that's where it draws the line.
I agree. I think that it's definitely okay to use their lives as motivation and inspiration.
For sure,
Especially when you see yourself becoming like that.
Yeah.
But it's also good to remember, like, it's social media.
It's social media, and you're on a different path in life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not everything on social media is real, so, like, they can make everything look perfect. Like, they only show us their house
when it's clean. We don't truly know who they are.
Exactly.
But, hey, from what we can perceive, they are what they do. They seem like a good quality person, and their lifestyle is something that we would like to have at one point.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel like you also have to set, like, healthy boundaries with yourself. Like, relating back to, like, being that girl, I know it's hard with social media and everything. Nowadays, like, a lot of girls just literally want to model their whole life based on an influencer. And, like we just said, like, we think it's healthy for you to gain inspiration and motivation to want to get to that point in your life. But when you literally want to, like, copy everything they're doing and... like, live their whole life, I think that's when it gets kind of dangerous. Just like we said, like, we genuinely, we don't really know what's going on behind the scenes. So I think that it's okay to form your perception of, around being that girl, around influencers, but just set boundaries, healthy boundaries, and know that your path is your path, and you'll get there eventually.
Say it again. Your path is your path.
Yeah.
So, goal and question I have for you guys. Like we said, being that girl is truly a mindset. Like, it doesn't really measure about, or how do I say this? It's not measured by, like, your material item or how much money you have in your bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that stuff can make you that girl, but really it's the mindset.
Exactly.
So, what are some ways? What are some changes you're gonna make or going to do to become that girl for yourself?
Okay. I could start with that. I think for me, I'm going to start speaking more positively over myself and just being like, instead of always being like, oh, I'm broke, oh, I look like this, I'm going to like speak positively. Like, I'm not broke. I'm just not where I am yet financially, and I'll get there. I just have to make the changes. And I'm not fat. I'm not making the right, like, health decisions to get to where I want to be. Like, just change my mindset. And I also think I need to stop comparing my life to others.
Yeah.
And, like, comparing my journey and, like, asking myself, like, why am I not there yet? And, yeah, I think I could do that by journaling. I think I could do that by writing positive affirmations on my like mirror and reciting them to myself every morning, and
just being kinder to yourself,
to myself, and really like letting myself know like I'm that girl right now, like
exactly you are that girl. What is stopping you?
Exactly, like what's holding me back? Yeah.
I think you have to have that mindset that you are that girl right now and not just trying to tell yourself you'll get there to be that girl, you know?
Exactly.
I think that has to do everything with confidence as well.
Exactly. So what about you, Stace?
For me, I'm just trying to stay as confident as I can be. Like, obviously, I'm not trying to push myself. There are days that I do feel so low and I'm in the mirror like, okay, I don't look good. I'm just like, you know what? It's fine. Instead of trying to pinpoint what I dislike, I'm just trying to be like, you know what? Today's not a good day. And that's fine. So I'll just try to make myself feel better, do something I like. Something recently, I started liking making myself some food and anything. And I'll just make myself some food and I'll eat. Or I'll just go out on a walk with my dog. And it's very relaxing. I love I love a good fresh air outside. Even if it's winter, I feel like staying at like a place that's literally closed all floors and stuff. It's just like collecting air and we just all breathe in the same air, you know? You just need some natural air that's coming into your lungs. I feel like that's very relaxing. And lately I've also like loved getting up in the morning, even though it's really hard. It's very peaceful because this morning I woke up, I can hear the birds.
the birds are finally out.
I heard the birds and that was very nice. Like I was like, whoa, it's summer is coming and it's very, very beautiful.
Especially now that the sun's out and everything.
And also the thing is, coming to like financially, I know it's really hard at this time because sometimes we don't get as much work as we want to. And we are also so busy with school and it's really hard to balance that life of school and work, obviously. And we have to make something a priority. But I feel like when it comes to financially, even if I want to spend something, I'll definitely like budget it or I'll time it like when I can get it. Or if I'm really craving something, I will get it regardless because I don't want my mindset to like, I don't want myself to be like, be so like upset over it and then be like, why? Like, I don't want to dread it, you know? It's just really hard because it really messes up with your mind. And it just brings your self-confidence really down. And you're just like, oh, like, why can't I get this? Like, why is it so hard? I tried not to question myself. Also, it's also good to think that every hardship, there's always something good coming. If you're struggling through so many things, you just have to know that you're going to be okay. Because you're strong. That's what you have to believe. Don't put yourself in a loophole and be stuck there. Always just try to get out of it. Try to find something that you like to do. During those times.
I agree.
Oh. We agree.
What about you, JJ?
Right.
Good question.
Oh, yeah. What can I do now? Oh, my God. Well, something I've been doing recently is Pilates, which is fun. On YouTube.
I know. I was going to say.
We still need to go take a class.
Yes. I was going to say, did you start without me?
No. I can't go alone.
The YouTube videos, I do them too. I do them on days that I feel like doing, but they're really good.
Wait, do you guys do the ones with like no equipment?
Yes.
Yeah. There are some, but I haven't got to that point yet. Okay. I don't want to bust them out, but
let's do a Pilates class.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Do it.
We've been saying we're going for the last 2 weeks.
Okay, like next week.
We'll see. Anyways, but like just doing that because I, oh my God. Okay, I told you about this. I'm not like a workout person. sorry, workout people, yeah, but I hate it. I'm like, I'd rather dance. Maybe I'll take a dance class, mm-hmm. or I'll go on walks for mm-hmm. like an hour or more. Like, I'll walk, but yeah. I will not work out. But I was like, okay, let me try Pilates because it's like similar. I know they say it's not similar to yoga, but mm-hmm. there's some similarities to yeah. yoga there. And I like yoga. I started doing that recently, and it's yeah. really nice, especially in the morning. Just there's 10-minute yoga videos, yeah. 20-minute yoga videos. Those go by quick, yeah. and they're so helpful. Move with Nicole.
That's Move with Nicole. She, the girl that's I a Pilates go to. Girl you, okay.
Go to. Watch, I mean. Yeah. But yeah. Mm-hmm. What else? And I've also, yeah, recently I've just been really mindful with like what mm-hmm. I eat in my body and its nutrients. Really mm-hmm. mindful of my health. So I think I want to keep staying track on that path. And mm-hmm. I think also I want to be more bold. Yeah. I think I told you guys this like yeah. before we started recording. Like I don't really go out much. I don't really go, like, I do make friends and socialize, but I think mm-hmm. I want to like go even further and like try to be more outgoing yeah. and like put myself out there more.
Wait, but can I say one thing? I've yeah. noticed, even just today, like, it's probably small things, so you don't really think much of it, but you are, like, so bold. Like, compared so to, bold. Like, where you started, mm-hmm. oh my gosh. I'm like, it's a 360. And sometimes I'm just, wait, is it 360 or 180? I don't remember. But anyways.
They both work. Both.
But I'm like, sometimes I'm like, whoa. Like, sometimes I'm like, when does Jalen, like, when did that switch happen? I'm like,
I think it's so when she started going to school.
I think so too.
Probably.
Because like, you're not afraid to ask for things. You're not afraid yeah. to like insert yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just like, whoa, I love that.
I hate feeling helpless. Sometimes I gotta ask for help.
No, but you are like very bold to me, at least.
Really?
Yeah.
That's such a compliment.
And I'm being actually, like, I'm being serious.
Oh, Jalen, yes, of course. Because like before we like, before the pandemic, before school was, like, you literally see, like, a very yes. dramatic change of how, like, yeah. outspoken you are now.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, you may not notice it, but, like, from the outside looking mm-hmm. in, it's, like, crazy. Yeah.
You're very outgoing now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You are. You're not the shy friend anymore.
Mm-mm.
Like, maybe, Ew. Like, a little, but, like, no.
I don't
like,
know how to act now.
You used to be, like, shy, quiet, timid. Now I still feel like
I am still stuck in that. At really? Times.
Yeah. I don't see it. Like, okay, maybe you feel like it sometimes, but for the majority of what I see, I'm just like, damn, this girl got it.
That's why I need to get out of my shell. I need to burst out.
And I'm like, what shell?
Jalen, whatever you're doing, keep it up.
Yeah.
Because you're breaking that shell right
you
now.
Are.
Oh, thank you.
You
thank
are. You. 100%.
Maybe yeah. I think there's a point that I want to reach.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm not there yet, but I'm yeah. trying. I feel like from what you guys are saying, I'm like getting there.
Oh yeah. And like, yeah. And you got there like in a short amount of time, because just think about like growth in like 2 years or 3 years. Like you mm-hmm. went literally like polar opposites to
no
me.
Way.
Yes.
No way.
Like JJ, I feel like you used to like be the type who's even scared to like ask for like a little accommodation. Yeah. Now you're like, can we have another one? Oh, I'm going to go ask for another one. Like, I'm like, whoa, okay.
Oh, well, that's so reassuring and nice to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. It's true.
I couldn't have done it without you. Aww. You both.
All love. One love.
It's
one love.
True. One love. Them three have been with me for like, oh, for so long now.
I know. Mm.
So when I say, like, we've all seen each other grow and change, it's true.
It's so true. So yeah. true.
But yeah. Crazy. Wait, how long have you been friends for now? How many years?
Gonna be 7 years. Since, wow. Wait, when was 2016? Fall 2016.
Oh, we've been friends since 2016, bro. We've been 2017, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22,
wait,
23.
That is, like...
7 years.
We're almost at a decade?
Almost.
Decade-long friends. Crazy.
Guys, let's do another decade. That's crazy.
Another decade.
I think the night that really sealed our friendship was literally what was it, the weekend? No, no, no. This is like 2 weeks going into pandemic. Yeah. Like March 2020.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, we should have a sleepover. Oh, it was like, okay, so March break was when COVID pandemic started.
Yes.
And I remember a few days before March break, I was like, guys, we should, like, you know, have a sleepover, like a girl's sleepover, because I haven't had that in a while, and us three haven't hung out in so long.
Yeah.
And then since then, we've, like, been active on that group chat that we made for that sleepover, and just, like, always hung out.
That's so crazy, because we've never hanged out just us three together. It was just that one day we decided, because you guys were friends, me and Jelani were friends, and we two were friends so separately.
So separately.
But we all knew each other because we were in the same bus. We knew friends who were, like, friends with each other. We lived in the same street. We live in the same neighborhood. So we were just, like,
so crazy,
so connected. And then the pandemic happened. We were never allowed to go out. We were just like, you know what? We live so close. Let's just hang out with each other.
Yeah, and then we literally did, like, all everything. The time. We were on FaceTime for, like, the whole day. We did everything on FaceTime.
We baked cookies. We went to the beach. We went on walks in the back.
Literally.
It was crazy.
We did everything together.
Yeah.
We did everything.
We'd be on FaceTime for 24 hours.
Yeah. We definitely did.
We needed it.
We did.
I feel like some people, they didn't even have that during the pandemic.
I would have felt so isolated and, like, went crazy. I mean, I was already feeling isolated and going crazy.
Yeah.
But I think you guys kept me safe.
No, literally. I don't know if... Yeah, I don't know what I would do.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wow.
And then from that, I feel like that was, like, last year, but that's, like, a few years ago.
I know.
That was, like, 3 years ago.
That's so crazy.
Well, guys, we're getting close to time. Yes. So that'll be the end of this episode of Trying to Be That Girl for She's Trying to Get By.
Yes. We hope you guys will tap into that energy.
Thank you guys for having me in your podcast.
Thank you, Stacey.
Yes, thank you, Stacey, for being here.
Of course, anytime, guys.
And she'll be a reoccurring guest on this show, so stay tuned. If you like more Stacey, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
All right.
All right.
So, yeah, we wish you luck. And remember, it's a mindset. And we love you.
We love you guys.
We love you.
We love you.
And we will see you on the next one. Bye.
Bye.